Porirua and Lower Hutt residents say they are living in fear amid a surge in crime. They say incidents of robbery, burglary and assault have suddenly shot up in recent weeks, leaving local leaders searching for answers. Hamish Cardwell filed this report.
Jennifer Hansen's teenage son was attacked this weekend outside Queensgate Mall in Lower Hutt, north of Wellington. His attackers included a 9-year-old with a knife.
While he was at his bike, the 13-year-old came up and punched him twice in the back of the head and kicked him in the back of the legs. And the 9-year-old pulled a box cutter out and threatened him with the box cutter.
She says her son is sore and shaken up. When she posted about the assault on a community Facebook page, she was flooded with responses from people sharing similar recent experiences.
All these people are popping out of the woodwork saying, actually, my kids were harassed by a group of kids. At least 8 or 9 other people said that their children had been either threatened or physically attacked by these kids.
Analysis by the consultancy firm Dot Loves Data suggests most crimes in the Hutt and Porirua trended down in the months following the COVID lockdown. But the most recent available data doesn't include what locals believe has been a terrifying few weeks. There are reports of people being threatened with a machete, a spate of shootings, and people being mugged and beaten on the bus. Max Fale Tutulu, the pastor of the Titahi Bay Community Church, says locals believe crime has really ramped up in recent weeks, and every second day there is some sort of incident.
Last night, one of the residents got attacked with a knife at a fish and chip shop, you know, just down the Titahi Bay Centre there. So it's getting worse, and the police are handling that. So getting to that point that you've got to look over your shoulder now, you know.
He says 50 people turned out to a special community meeting in Titahi Bay late last week, attended by the police, councillors, Pacifica Community Patrol and Māori wardens, and social sector NGOs. He says some residents at the meeting had been burgled or assaulted, and people described their trauma and fear.
People are feeling unsafe. Too many robberies and cars been broken into, and even the home invasions kind of things, you know. That's the general feeling is people just wanting to be safe. What can we do?
He says one idea is for neighbours to befriend and look out for each other. Hutt South MP Jenny Anderson agrees there appears to be an escalation in the type of antisocial incidents recently. She says there was another community-led meeting about the issue in Wainui or Mata on Monday, the second such meeting this month. She says one concrete outcome from the meeting is that the Open Polytechnic has offered to develop a course for young people to do outdoor activities in the Valley suburb.
We're really lucky to have a number of really high-profile and excellent performing sports stars in Wainui Mata. So there's been talk of local leaders being able to step up and assist mentoring and doing different activities that people love to do in Wainui Mata, whether it be hunting or fishing or just enjoying the bush.
She says there's also interest in basing te pai oranga, or iwi justice panels, which aim to keep Māori out of court in the suburb. Jennifer Hansen, whose teenage son was attacked in the Hutt, agrees the best approach to the problem is not to throw the book at young people.
A lot of these kids are hurt kids. A lot of our people in prisons are hurt kids growing up. And so I am a firm believer that we've got to start looking at the root of the issue, not just trying to be the ambulance at the bottom of the hill and put more security out there and more police presence.
Police say they're working with Titahi Bay and Wainui o Mata communities to reduce crime. For Morning Report, Ko Hamish Cardwell, DNA.